There were plans that had been drawn up for Summerland not that long ago, with a really quite exciting development, I thought. And then it got used to store everything from the promenade scheme. Obviously, at the minute, it's still sitting there with quite a lot of storage and hoardings and a car park on it. But it fails to recognise the need to develop that for a whole host of reasons, not least because government have got an asset sitting there that's delivering absolutely nothing for the people of the Isle of Man, but also it's a real blot on the landscape, and that should be, you know, the closed brackets for the promenade. You know, you've got the sea terminal, Lord Street site, all of those are going to need work, and then you got the other side, the bit that holds it together is Summerland. You know, I'd like something that draws people along the promenade past all the great businesses that we've got down there, and allows them to actually use them and brings it back to life. That for me is absolutely the focus. You know, there's more. It's not just Summerland, not just Lord Street. You've got the Villiers Square site, you know, which does get used for community opportunities now. But we've got the old prison site. We've got the Park Road School site. They're everywhere. And it almost appears, you know, Park Road School ended up during the promenade project being used for delivery and unloading of goods and storage. And, you know, there's people in a residential area there who were getting deliveries coming off the boat at 5 a.m. and causing immense frustration to them. Rightly so. You know, they shouldn't be expecting that in what is, you know, not zoned for that use. So there was a piece of work that's all, has all moved now, I should say. But you know, we need to have a clear plan, clear direction. And if there are government projects that may well be used on those sites, because I know that Park Road has been looked at as to whether that maybe could provide something for Education Department. Equally, there's been talk around the opportunity to use the old prison site. But we need to be talking about that. We need to let people know, because I think there'd be a far greater tolerance for what's happening on some of those sites if people understand what the vision is.